Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks guys for tuning in.
And today's weather we're looking at right now, we're looking at 74 degrees and sunny skies right now here in the ATL. And 74 degrees right here in the ATL, and we're looking at a high of 88 today with a chance of rain. All right? And a chance of rain for the rest of the week, except for Saturday and Sunday. We're looking at clear skies and 93 and 94 on Saturday and Sunday. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see a lot of people are joining the show right now as we speak. And welcome, guys, and thank you for tuning in to the show. Today's word of the day is bellwether. 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 And bellwether is a noun. And the definition of bellwether is one that takes the lead or initiative. A leader. Also, an indicator of trends. A bellwether is an indicator of trends. Or one that takes the lead or initiative. A leader. A leader. A leader is a bellwether. All right? And so that's our word of the day. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in again and comment on today's episode or just listen to the show. Or you can call in and just say hello. I don't mind that either. All right, now, today's episode, well, before I get into today's episode, let me say something. I've been reading about this. There's a police officer in Texas, in this McKinney, Texas, a suburb of Dallas, Texas, and it's an affluent suburb. And they were having a pool party at a community swimming pool, and there were a lot of people invited to this pool party, and there were a lot of black kids invited to the pool party, and I guess because things were going on at the pool party, or certain people were invited to the pool party, that some of the people in the community decided to call the police. And the police showed up and started pushing people around and all this. I mean, out of hundreds of people, right? I mean, there was a community pool, and it was a pool party there. So there were a lot of kids at this party. And the police showed up and started pushing kids around and pinning them down and putting, I don't know if they handcuffed them or they put these things they put on these people now to kind of detain them. I forgot what you call them, but these twist ties or something you call them, some kind of ties that the police use now. And to detain people when they have a lot of people and don't have enough handcuffs for everybody. They started pushing these kids around, and one of the police officers pulled his gun on the kids, okay? And, of course, nowadays when you have an incident and there's a lot of people around, there are a lot of people with cell phones. Everybody has cell phones these days. So they're taking video of the cops doing their thing, okay? And one of the kids put the video online, okay? And now the police or whatever got a hold, the police chief or the police department or whatever, he got a hold of the video and saw it. And the police officer who was involved in the incident, he has now resigned. Okay? He's now resigned because he got death threats and all this stuff. Now, out of all these kids that were at this pool party and supposedly doing bad things, only one got arrested. Only one person was arrested. Okay? Out of all these kids, only one person was arrested. Everyone else was let go. All right? So that shows you that there was wasn't any violence, any illegal, activities going on at the party. Only one person got arrested. Anyway, I'm not going to get into all that. I just wanted to share that with you guys so you guys can understand that these police officers nowadays are, thinking in the wrong way. So if you're involved in any kind of police activity, anything happens where the police are showing up or whatever, you got to have a level head, keep yourself together, and try to stay calm. Stay out of the way if you're not involved. Okay? Keep your cool with police officers now. All right? Do that because they're out of control. Anyway, today's episode is entitled, Should Men Do More Domestic Work Around the House? So we're going to discuss the idea of some men, I'm saying some men, who do not do some of the domestic chores around the house that their women do now. Okay? And someone gave me the idea for this show. But anyway, you can probably think of who that someone is. But so that's what we're going to talk about. And, this is really going to be a short show. Okay? I may shut down pretty soon. But should men do more domestic work around the house? No. And that's the show. Join me, guys, tomorrow for another great episode of the Frank Williams Show. I'll have a great topic for you guys tomorrow. So if you'll join the show tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm not gonna do that. But should men do more domestic work around the house? My answer was no. Some men do a lot of domestic work around the house. Okay? And I'm gonna talk. All right, from some of the things that I do or don't do at home. Okay, and I'm not gonna poke my chest out about anything because that's not me. But I do keep my show 100, so I do tell you guys exactly what's going on. Now, I don't do laundry, okay? I will fold clothes, okay? I will clean the bathroom. I will clean the shower. I will vacuum, okay? I will dust seldomly, but I will. I will do dishes. And I will cook. Those are domestic duties, right? Now, I'm not saying I do it all the time, not at all, because I don't. But I will do it at times. Because I get into the thing where if I feel like it's sort of getting out of hand, I try to step in and get things going. Okay? I live with three women. Well, I used to live with three women. Now I live with two women. Well, I live with a woman and a young lady. My oldest daughter is off in college. Okay, she has her own apartment, and she's off doing her own thing. So, what I'm saying is that should men do more domestic work around the house? And I think they should. If you're not doing anything or if you don't do anything, I think you should start. And it doesn't have to be a world of stuff, but it does have to be something. Guys, please forgive me for just a moment. I have to take a call. Give me 1 second. I'll be right back with you. Again, I'm sorry, guys, but I'm expecting someone here at the house, and they were just calling to confirm. So sorry about that, but here we go again. Okay, should men do more domestic work around the house? And I think they should. If you're not doing anything, then I think you should step up and start doing something. And when you think about it, it probably will help your relationship, okay? Because some women, not all women, some women appreciate that. Some women appreciate us getting in there and helping them out or doing things together. You know, you may be able to get together with your wife and or your girl and fold clothes together. And who knows, you know, you may be folding clothes together and y'all might have a big pile of clothes going and you may be folding clothes together and having fun. And then all of a sudden, you know, y'all may raffle not and fall into the clothes and something else may get started. But I just think that if you are doing anything right now, then you should step up and start doing something. Okay? It may not be a whole lot, but do something. Anything. Anything is more than nothing, okay? Any little bit will help. So get involved and start to do some things like that. Well, a lot of men say, well, I do all the yard work. I cut the grass. I, I'm you know, I trim hedges, you know, I do all the I do everything outside, and she doesn't do anything outside. She doesn't like the outside. She says bugs and all around. Well, you know, so fine. Okay. Continue to do that. But again, you may want to step inside and do something. Again, not a lot, but something. Just start doing something. You know, vacuuming, if you have carpet, is not a hard chore. Okay? It's not a hard chore. And it's easy, it's quick, and you don't have to, you know, it isn't a lot to do as far as physically. You're just pushing the vacuum back and forth. You know what I'm saying? Something that I do, I do one of the biggest things that I do around the house is clean the shower. And you know, if you guys probably know, when the shower starts to get bad, that's a tough job. Okay? That's a tough job. And it takes a while. I don't have a gigantic shower, but I do have a big shower, and it takes a while to clean it and clean it thoroughly where it looks great. Okay? And I think I do a good job at it. And I think that's why my wife doesn't mind me doing it. Okay? So I'll get after that when you know, when it's time. But again, I do not do laundry, but I will fold. Okay? So if you guys don't do laundry, then fold. If you don't fold, then do laundry. But do something. If you don't cook, start learning to cook. Okay? Start doing that kind of stuff. And things will be better. Guys, one more time. I'll be right back. Hang on. Okay, guys, we shouldn't be interrupted anymore. So that was the call I wanted, and it should be here in the next half hour. But so again, if you guys have anything going, do something going, and that will help your relationship. And you know, and I'm dead serious about that. This will help your relationship. If you don't do anything around the house, start doing something, and it will help your relationship with your significant other. And again, if you're not cooking, start to cook. I mean, you can do simple stuff. You can do simple cooking. I mean, simple cooking would mean like baking some chicken. Chicken is a very simple thing to do, a simple recipe that you can do. And what I'm saying is, when I say a simple recipe, I'm saying that you can season chicken, put it in a dish, cover it, and put it in the oven on 400 or 450 degrees. 15 minutes, I mean 20 minutes on this side, pull it out, flip it. 20 minutes on this side, pull it out, flip it, and another 15 minutes on this side. And you're done. And you got baked chicken. And you can make some some rice or something, or even bake a potato, something simple like that would, you know, make your significant other ears stand up. And you know, once the ears stand up, then you're off to another place that you can, you know, have fun. Y'all know what I'm saying? Y'all know that, you know, once you get that down, then other things will start to open up to you. Yeah, okay? And so, again, if you're not doing anything, start doing something. A full dinner sometime. All right? I'm not saying all the time, but I will sometimes cook a full dinner from top to bottom. The meat, a couple of vegetables. I even do cornbread. All right? And so that's, you know, that's something that you guys can do. If you don't do anything, start to do something. It doesn't have to be a lot, but just do something more than you've been doing. And again, if you do, that'll help your relationship. I guarantee you, that'll push your relationship up another notch. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I got about 3 minutes left in the show. And what I want to say before I get off there is that some people in some positions are put in those positions. I'm talking about the workplace. Some people are put in positions that they don't want to be in, or maybe yet they shouldn't be in. And they may take on more than they should take on, or they're not equipped mentally to have what they have or what they're in charge of. And when that happens, there's going to be problems in their area that they may not be able to handle. And if you get in that type of situation, guys, please, please try to keep a level head and try to help everyone through the process, okay? Try to help everyone through the process, all right? Try to help everyone through the process, because everyone is under some type of scrutiny with some type of stress on their backs, okay? Everyone, not just the employees, not just the supervisors, not just the managers, not just the owners, everybody is under some type of stress, some type of scrutiny from someone maybe above, okay? But it's all in good time. It's all in good humor, or whatever you might want to call it, and take it in stride and try to move forward, all right? Do that. And think about that the next time that you may not be in that situation now, but think about it, and maybe the next time when you are in that situation, you'll keep a level head. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. It's Frank. Join me tomorrow, and right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'm over, and I'm out. Take care, guys. Love you.
Call the police and the fireman. you, hallelujah.